Audiences have two opportunities to take in the 35th edition of the Edmonton International Film Festival, EIFF, with over 40 feature-length dramas, documentaries and 160 short films ready to entertain from October 1 to 10. Landmark Cinema's Nine City Center once again plays host to the in-person screenings, with 20 theatrical exclusive titles. Seating capacity in each theater is reduced by 50%, and the festival is expanded to 4 screens, say organizers. Historically, EIFF films are only programmed once, but this year, most feature films will each have 2 in-theater screenings. Online, patrons can see a buffet of films through the EVENTIVE platform, with varying windows of availability from October 1 to 31. Despite these strange times, filmmakers want to connect with audiences, so there will be opportunities for aspiring filmmakers and movie lovers to ask questions and tap into the minds of directors, writers and actors who'll be in attendance, said Sydney Mole, EIFF associate producer and programmer. We weren't certain anyone would want to travel, given the circumstances facing our province right now, but we'll be hosting a number of filmmakers. This year's guests with feature films include Trevor Mack, director, writer for Portraits from a Fire, Kyle Armstrong, director, writer for Hands That Bind, Colleen Wheeler, producer, actor for Attic Trunk, and TJ Parcel, producer, director of Invisible. Historically, EIFF kicks off its 10-day celebration of cinema with a salute to local storytellers. This year's Portraits from a Fire is the opener, a story that follows young Tyler who spends his days filmmaking, vlogging his indigenous community and hanging out with his grandparents. It's fun and touching, say organizers. Closing out the festival on October 10, it's the Canadian premiere of the documentary feature Holy Frit, which follows artist Tim Carey and his journey to create the world's largest stained glass window. Sprinkled among these big pictures is a selection of short film programs curated from the thousands of films submitted this season, including the ever-popular Lunchbox Shorts. Also attending are filmmakers with Studio A, LBERTA, short film programs. 30 shorts are showcased in 6 unique programs which screen October 2 and 3 at Landmark Cinemas, and October 3-31 online. Since 2016, EIFF has been an Oscar-qualifying festival for the short film categories in animation and live action. This year's festival presents 200 films from 35 countries over 10 days. A complete schedule and film guide are available at www.edmontonfilmfest.com. Single tickets for all films are now available.